Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa with Microsoft, Silverlight Evangelist, and I've got Adam Kenny back on the show.
Hello.
You are the Expression Evangelist.
Yes, the Expression Evangelist.
And today you've been kind enough to come on and talk to us about the Path List Box.
Yes, it's an amazing control.
What are you going to show us about the Path List Box?
I'm going to show you how it differs compared to the regular old List Box. It's kind of boring. This one, you can do a lot of cool things. And what I mean by that is kind of like UI tricks. So it's all about layout.
Okay, cool. So one thing I keep asking all the time is if it's a path list box. Why is it called a path list box?
Because of legacy purposes. You know, I was asked that question too, and I thought, that is a great question. And I would say at this point, it's too late.
A path list thing might be more appropriate, right?
Yeah, well, even just list, but I like PLB. Makes me think of peanut butter sandwiches.
Great. So let's show everybody what a path list box is.
Okay. So I'm going to show you what a path list box is. And you know, just to start off, it's a very customizable control that's available in the Expression SDK. Mm-hmm. So it's free for everybody to use. But what I'm going to show you today is how easy it is to customize it using Blend.
Great.
So the first thing I'm going to do, you know, going along with the name, is I'm going to draw a path. Okay? Now, a path can be any type of shape object. Right here, I'm going to use a ellipse because it's very even. But you could use a shape. You could use buttons even, any type of control, and it'll just link into the bounding box.
Right, so we could use the new shapes as well if we wanted
to. Yeah.
Right.
So now the cool thing is this is something new that was recently added to Blend since we've been going through all these V4 iterations. But if you go down to Path here, I right-clicked on the ellipse, there's a new selection, or a new option called Make Layout Path. Okay. So what happens when I do that is it looks like nothing, but let me show you the Objects panel so you can see it. And I'm going to lock this just so we can see it for a while.
Zoom in over there real quick, Adam?
Sure.
So we can see the...
Ooh, too quick. Sorry. There we go.
Too close.
Okay, so what's going on here... This is what's been added. We have the ellipse, and then right above that is a path list box.
Okay.
And if I go back out, and I go over to the properties, I should have left that down, you can see that the properties of the path list box will now show me that this ellipse is a layout path.
Okay.
So this path list box is invisible. It's just a box that I'm going to plop this off to the side here.
So that rectangle is your list box in this case. It's a path
list box. It is. It's kind of like the container, but the reason that it's not as important as, depending on where its location is because it's going to use that path as the place to draw the items.
Right.
So let's add an item. Let's quit talking about it and let's just do it. I'm going to add the shape that you mentioned. Let's do a block arrow. And I'm just going to double click. And you can see what happened is, I'll zoom in again for you. When I added that block arrow, it put it as an item of the path list box.
Okay.
But when I zoom over here, you can see, that's very slow, that it's instead of using the little bounding box off to the left, mm-hmm. it's now using the ellipse as the layout mechanism. So let's come
and to
back.
Be clear, everybody, this is the container for the list box is not the ellipse, it's the path that the ellipse follows.
Right, right, for layout only.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is make this arrow a little more visible, and I'm going to bring it. I'm going to send the ellipse to the back, in the Z order, so that way the arrow will show better at the front. So if I add a couple more of these, then you can really start to get an idea of how it's using the circle as a path. Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that's fun. You get the idea that. Instead of just a stack panel, we're going to follow whatever path you give us.
And you can make these equally spaced and...
Right. Right. So I can go down here, and I have a couple of properties on the path list box. Like, first one I like is the orientation. It's orient to path. So now you can see it's flipped all the arrows to point out.
Right.
Based off the curve of the path. And you have a couple other behaviors in here that can help. Like there's padding, so I can get this to evenly... spread across the ellipse.
Sure.
I have different things like span, which says how much of the path to draw. So if I set span to somewhere around 50, I only get half the items.
Right.
And then I also have, let me increase or decrease the padding a bit. And so you see there's a lot of flexibility here. Another property is the start. So you can really customize the layout on the path. The nice thing, though, is when you see, you know, I have the path list box selected here. When you're looking at the layout paths, you can see there's room for more than one.
Right.
So so let me show you what that looks like.
This is a new page you've already created?
Yes. This is some of that cooking magic where I've already got this already. And the idea is what I've done with this one is I have in the path list box, I have a bunch of images that are the acting as the list box items. And on the path list box, I've defined two different paths. And those are the two blue stroke lines behind the images. So, you know, this is showing off that you can use multiple paths, but not
so
only...
one path list box with two different paths.
Right.
Great.
Exactly. So now if I run this, I've also hooked it up, I'll close that, so that if I click this, it starts an animation. So not only do I get multiple paths, but I can animate them too.
All right.
So that's really cool. But, you know, this starts to give you the idea that can I animate the items as well?
Right.
What do you think?
I think you're going to show us.
Of course you can. So so what you can do, you know, by animating the items, of course you can have them flow across the path. But one of the fun things that you can do here is you can simulate a motion path.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see what I have set up here, I have this little Hot Wheels track. Did you play with Hot Wheels cars?
I did.
The loop-de-loo, it was always really hard to do. So now that, you know, I'm grown up and I can actually program this stuff, the car will always make the loop-de-loo. And so what's going on, this is the first ListVox item,
mm-hmm.
and what I'm doing is I'm animating the start position of it. So there's only one item there, but as soon as I click, it makes it.
Excellent.
So I'm happy for the driver.
And every time it will make that.
Every time, yeah. And that doesn't work with real cars. So that's what makes it fun.
So that car is an item. It's a pathless box item?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just a picture.
And then you've just got two lines there for your path. It's not two paths in this case, or is it two paths?
Actually, it's not. That's a bit of a flare there. So what I'll show you here is if I get rid of the track, and you can see that this is the actual path that's being used for the animation.
Right.
And the reason I wanted to show that is because that way you can kind of have a hidden path to simulate some motion, but then you could draw, like the more time I spend on the track, the more I can make it look like a actual kind of race car track, but I still can customize the path to whatever I want just by using a hidden path. So that's kind of a fun trick.
Cool.
And then the next thing I want to show, another thing that like this path list box, it's breaking all these kind of UI boxes open of the different freedoms we have now. So this one's pretty fun. This is, you know, we did motion path, but then what about text on a path? So if I run this, you'll see we have, you know, a little explanation what we're doing, and we can say something like Silverlight TV. Ooh, so I got some wrap on there. That was bad typing. I have caps locks on. Let's try it again. So I can say something like Silverlight TV.
Excellent. You got some wrapping.
Yeah. But,
but it works.
You know, but what you're seeing there, my offset is a little wrong. But you can see I'm using the path,
mm-hmm.
and what I've done is I've just data bound the item source to the text property of the text box. So it comes over as different characters, and then they're laid out as path list box items.
So each character is bound to the path list box, or is the entire text value bound in this case?
The item source of the path list box is bound to the string. And then what that does is it pulls out each character as a separate item.
Gotcha.
So that's a cool trick. And then finally, the last thing I want to show, we've done all these things of how we can use the path list box in fancy and fun ways. But the last piece is, you know, also learning what you can do with the path list box item. So this inherits from the list box item, but it adds a couple things so it can be more useful in this situation where we have this custom layout.
Sure.
So this is just a very simple kind of carousel. If you watch, the bee is moving. But what I wanted to show off of this is if I go in to my path list box page, I can just select the path list box, and I'm going to right-click it and say Edit Additional Templates, and then I'm going to edit the item container. And this is the style for the path list box item.
Right.
So what I'm going to get out of that, I'll just take the default, is here I have the template. So you can see here I have this fill color. Those are used for selecting, like, a regular list box
item.
Actually,
the selected item, the disabled item.
And actually, I'm going to show you one of the things that's already set up. If I go into this path list box item template, you can see that there's a rotate transform, and the angle property is already set to the templated parent.
Right.
And what this is, what this allows is when the arrows were pointing out in different directions,
mm-hmm.
This is how it's bound to actually do that. So, but what I want to do is I want to get a little more involved here, and I want to say, okay, for each item, I'm going to bind, I'm just right-clicking on the advanced options square by opacity, and then I select template binding, and you see here's all the properties I can bind to
right.
of the path list box item. So if I choose something like global offset.
So you're binding the opacity to the global offset.
Yes.
Okay.
Of itself. Right. It's a relative source. You can see right away that I have this opacity fade. So the closer the item is to this side, the more visible it is. And just to illustrate that a little bit more, I also like to do the scale transform.
That's a global offset to the initial position or to the selected item?
To the initial position.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's you can definitely do more with this to customize it. You can see I have global offset, I have local offset. I have all the angles available. There's a lot of customizations mm-hmm. you can do to make this work. So now if I run this again, you can see, okay, so definitely I can tell the opacity is different, but also the sizing is different. So now if I kind of do the carousel through them, you can see that each position is
right.
based off its offset.
And you could hide the path, the actual line.
Definitely.
Through there. Yeah.
You normally would. I mean, there's a ton of things you can do to customize. And really what I wanted to show off is just some of these ideas of the fact that the Expression Blend team has made this super flexible control, mm-hmm. and there's just all sorts of things you can do with it. So these are like five different examples, and what I'm looking for now is ideas from other people. You know.
Right, and the cool thing about this too is that while we're showing a lot of cool animations with it, it's still a list box, so you can still
yeah.
select an item, you can still bind that selected value if you're using MVVM or you're not, selected value to whatever you're trying to capture,
yeah.
and then take operations on it.
Yeah, it's a real list box.
It's a real list loop-de-loop.
It just renders. Yeah, should I bring up the loop-de-loop?
It's a path list loop-de-loop.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those controls. I mean, I don't want to say it can do anything, but I feel like we could do like an infomercial, like, it can do everything, you know, like it can do this
right.
and this and this. So if I could come up with some more ideas.
Well, some obvious ones you mentioned already. I mean, you've got the regular list box, you've got the flow, you have mm-hmm. the sine wave, the loop-de-loop. One we get asked all the time for, geez, since Silverlight 1 was a carousel control.
Yes.
When are you going to include the carousel control? Well, now you can do
yeah.
it on your own.
We made this super flexible control that you can do. I'll show a carousel next time.
Or you could do a fisheye. It
sure.
would be very simple to do with this now.
Yeah,
with a little offset.
Yeah. So there you go. It's
great.
Really fun. It's a cool control. I'm looking forward to seeing what other people come up with.
I am too. This is great, Adam.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on.
All right.
Appreciate it.